Road cycling is a growing sport that not only affects the racers participating in the event, but also the towns the race passes through. Even though La Toja, the 206-mile bike race from Logan, Utah to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, has come and gone this year, the economic benefits are still being felt.
You know, just all the people that it brings in, more from an accountant's perspective, I can see all of the revenue that it brings into the valley, into our restaurants, into our motels, gas stations, convenience stores, all of that benefit from the race starting here. And I know that pretty much all of the communities that the race passes through feel that same way, at least the communities that have the ability to capitalize on it, that do have retail establishments. So it definitely brings money to a lot of cities.
That was Kirk Eck, an 18-time competitor and 5-time winner of La Toja. La Toja has grown from a small group of friends cycling together to an event cyclists mark on their calendar nationwide.
I was here in 1983 at the very first La Toja. It started here at Sunrise Cyclery. We had less than 10 people here at the start line. And everybody finished that first La Toja. The next day, we had breakfast together in downtown Jackson. That first year, I put the event on, and I asked everybody, is this something that they would love to do and come back and do again and again? And they all said, absolutely, this has got to be the coolest thing that I've ever done. Well, here we are today. And we have nearly 4,000-plus people who register for this event every year. We can only take a little over 1,500. The La Toja has gone from a bike race to a major event, a major destination on people's cycling calendars every year.
The challenging hills that are throughout this course is one reason why some bikers are drawn to this race.
We're from the Dallas area, Dallas, Texas.
We bike avidly.
We do. It's just a good challenge. We like the challenge.
Well, we felt good when we left Texas, and then we started climbing the hills and realized that they're pretty steep sometimes, and there's nothing in Texas that compares.
Yeah, Texas is about 600 feet elevation, and our tallest hill is about 70 feet.
The elevation's a big difference.
We're cautiously optimistic today.
La Toja has raised nearly $1 million for different charities throughout the years. With Huntsman Hometown Heroes being their largest charity partner, Jen Morano was in charge of this year's race.
We really appreciate the opportunity that La Toja has given us. They are a huge catalyst to help us raise hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year.
For Utah Public Radio, this is Haley Housley.